Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Connecticut's governor and health commissioner both support repeal of the state's religious exemption for vaccinations. Steve Burns with this.
It's an effort Connecticut House Majority Leader, Democrat Matt Ritter, has been behind for months.
In Connecticut, there's been a steady rise in the number of people claiming the religious exemption.
And with a measles outbreak right next door in New York, Ritter says there are no chances to take. New York got rid of the religious exemption, and Ritter wants to do the same in Connecticut.
You know, in Connecticut, we often look to our neighboring states for policies, and the leadership that New York's public health officials showed, I think, will have an impact on the legislature as well.
And according to the Connecticut Mirror, he's expected to get support from Governor Lamont and the state's public health commissioner at a press conference on Monday.
Not mandatory vaccination at all, but you'd have to find alternative arrangements for education.
Ritter says they want to be flexible. Any new rules wouldn't go into effect for at least another year. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
Food that is prepared for immediate consumption by a Connecticut grocery store now will be taxed.
If you go out to a restaurant in Connecticut, your meal is taxed 6.35%. If you go to a grocery store and your shopping list includes prepared meals, usually those aren't taxed at all. That's all about to change.
Basically, what we're doing is we're taking grocery stores that used to, if they worked kind of like a restaurant, we had a 6.35% tax because they operated like a restaurant. But where they operate as a grocery store, we haven't taxed them. Starting October 1st, prepared meals, prepared foods, ready for consumption, will be taxed at 7.35%.
Republicans like Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano call it a money grab, but Democrats point to the added revenue for the state, $100 million over the next 2 years, and they say Republicans haven't offered any alternative. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
A suspended New York judge admitted trying to sneak into a neighbor's home to steal her underwear. 50-year-old Robert Sicali had several pairs of women's soiled underwear stuffed into his jacket and raincoat when he was arrested March 29, 2018. He was leaving the neighbor's home when he was arrested. A prosecutor says Sicali admitted that he'd entered the home on several occasions and stolen panties from a hamper. He was removed from the bench after his arrest. Veterans rode horseback through Manhattan to raise awareness of military suicides.
After being traumatized in the Army, Kyle Fortman considered suicide.
Before working with the horses, I had no reason to wake up the next day.
The horses provided equine therapy as part of Bravehearts. The organization is run by Megan Hill McQueenie.
The horses really step in and help individuals going through any different physical challenge or an emotional challenge, a cognitive challenge.
The Trail to Zero ride is 20 miles. It symbolizes the 20 veterans a day who kill themselves. Peter Henskel, WCBS News Radio 880.
A riot in Rochester between fans of two high school football teams. Hundreds of people were involved in the fights between East High School and Irondequoit High School after Friday's game in Rochester. Police were pelted with rocks and bottles when they tried to break it all up. Officers finally used pepper spray on the crowd. It took more than an hour to disperse them. Let's get the forecast from our meteorologist, Courtney Spamer.
We'll continue to see cloudy skies across the area, along with a couple of showers in the region as well. Most of those showers across parts of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley at the time. But we're going to continue to see some spotty showers across the region for tonight as temperatures drop down to that low right around 67 degrees. A spotty shower or two could still be found across parts of Long Island and central New Jersey early in the day tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll see it turning out partly sunny and warmer tomorrow, but still less humid, closing out the weekend with a high near 80 tomorrow afternoon. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy and that low dropping down to 66 degrees. We'll see some sunshine on Monday and still warm with a spotty shower late in the day, a high of 81 degrees. Currently cloudy and 73 in Midtown. Temperatures across the tri-state area ranging from 62 in Ferndale to 74 in Throgs Neck. We'll see those temperatures tonight falling to a low of 67.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.